So Trump has a new national spokeswoman, and she's on Fox News this week, talking about kind of the justification behind his comment that America may need to close some of the mosques out there in the world, in America, because of the terrorist concerns. And she brings up this idea that there is a precedent before, and I'll just read her exact quote. This is no different than a Christian church. It's not different than a Mormon church. You've had the DOJ investigate Mormon churches and shut them down. So,
Interesting.
it kind of took me aback. I emailed her, I emailed another Trump spokeswoman. I haven't heard anything back. I'm assuming she's probably referring to the FLDS, although the DOJ has never shut down the FLDS. They're still, the fundamentalist church is still out there. But, it's probably not a good idea if you're running for president to alienate an entire religion.
No, it isn't, and it's actually two religions.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Well, trying to make sense of Donald Trump's political strategy, I guess. Thomas, also back there in Washington, Representative Rob Bishop's plan to overhaul the Land and Water Conservation Fund isn't so popular with a certain power in Washington. Which power is that?
Well, that would be the Obama administration,
Ah.
which is a pretty powerful central thing in this town. Bishop held a hearing on his proposed overhaul this week, and one of the witnesses was a deputy assistant, essentially secretary of the Interior Department, that said the administration opposes the idea, which pretty much means, when it comes down to it, that there could likely be a veto if it was ever passed by Congress, and it would never become law. The argument they say would the administration is that the current fund runs really well, and this is a top-down micromanaging of Congress of how these funds are spent. So that's a pretty big impediment to what Bishop wants to do. And he has pretty major changes on restricting how much land the government can purchase in the West, steering some money towards oil and gas education, training, and that's something the Obama administration says, wait a second, we're not taking oil and gas royalties and pumping them back into the oil and gas industry.
We talked a little bit about this last week, Thomas, but what is the purpose of the Water, Land, and Conservation Fund?
Yeah, sure. Essentially, it's a fund that's been around for 50 years, and the idea is it can give grants to cities to build playgrounds or preserve some open space somewhere, or provide, for example, trail access that before somebody builds a, mansion on the hill that blocks everyone from actually getting onto the trail, they can buy up that land so that people can actually get to the trail they want to go onto. It's also for, and most Americans don't realize this, but there are a lot of called inholdings, private land inside national parks. So you go to Zion National Park, and there are actually people who own homes and land inside the park. And this is the fund that government uses to buy up those properties, so it's all one contiguous park.
Interesting. And then finally, Thomas, First Lady Michelle Obama this week honored a Utah after-school program. Can you tell us a little bit about the group?
Yeah, sure, and you've covered it as well. But I was there in the room, and I can tell you it was the kids from Spy Hop and the executive director were just beaming. So essentially, this is the nation's largest award for after school programs, and Spy Hop Productions, based in Salt Lake City, has had some 20,000 students come through, and they were nominated for this award and had to beat out some 230 other groups to get this award. There are only 12 groups actually chosen across the United States, so 12 out of those 250 something that applied. They get a $10,000 prize. But for some people, like Kitsia Rodriguez of Salt Lake City, she got something special. She got to walk up on stage in front of everyone at the White House and get a big hug from First Lady Michelle Obama. The executive director was beaming about how this will hopefully spread the word about the program, maybe help out some kids that don't know about this after-school program, and start them on, a better path towards college and a good career.
And Spy Hop is, I guess, about digital media arts, kids learning, radio production, for example, and video and so on.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're out to take your job, Rogers. So you better be careful.
I'm worried. I am worried
They're
after this
pretty
award.
smart, so you should be.
Well, interesting stuff. And Thomas, we always appreciate your filling us in. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Roger.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent with the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins us regularly for these conversations, and you can find a link to Political Cornflakes at our website, kcpw.org.